if we're
she's
in the tiers, though,
female song maker ever.
If we had to like separate it by tiers, Beyonce's probably in like the second tier
of
like,
what
a vocal. Oh, yeah, but like that top tier is obviously like Whitney,
Mariah,
Jasmine Sullivan, Aretha.
That's cool.
Probably it probably Celine Dion's out there.
Are we putting Jennifer Hudson in there?
No, her voice is annoying.
Huh? That's an opinion.
That is an opinion you have.
That's why you don't have a mic.
That just means that you don't like
Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, now you're
about to get it. No, it's actually not.
All they do is scream on songs. That's it.
But if I sit here and say her voice is not annoying,
it's a souvenir.
It's not annoying.
Gotta sign it.
All they do is scream on songs. Her and Fantasia. Not saying that they can't sing.
I can't believe y'all are caping for this white woman, by the way.
Who?
I'm not caping for you. I'm telling you the facts.
Oh, you should be.
Mariah Carey?
Yes.
I'm not caping for her. I'm just telling you that she's more successful than R. Kelly.
Yeah, no, 100%. That's not an argument.
So what are we talking about?
Do I enjoy her songs more?
No.
But the reason y'all even brought it up was if it was some. Are we recording?
Yeah.
All right. Actually, we don't even need to talk about it because the reason her name even got up was fucking disgusting.
Actually, yeah.
What
we say
about it?
We're talking about yes. We're not gonna go back there.
How her name came up?
Yes.
You know how her name came up
in this conversation where we're related to R. Kelly.
Nigga said, "Oh, if I'm 15, I'm not letting R. Kelly pee on me." And then we said, "Oh, if you let Mariah Carey do it, if you were 15, would you do it?" I said, "Yeah, I'd let her pee in my mouth."
Yeah, and then she's just as fucking nasty.
And then it just expanded to that.
It spiraled down from there.
Into who's more?
Because y'all went with the classic. Oh, she saw piss coming. She should have moved. Well, nigga, if I
and I'm not, like, well, if Mariah Carey did it, you wouldn't move.
And I said, you goddamn right, I would. Because
it's Mariah Carey. And then y'all said, well, it's R. Kelly. I said, well, Mariah Carey is way more successful than R. Kelly.
Not to
and
that,
then y'all
not,
niggas
not to
thought
that,
about
not
it.
To that little black girl that got peed on by R. Kelly.
Sounds like a personal problem. Sounds like a personal problem and a bad decision on her end.
Yeah, exactly.
And it also means that doesn't stop either of them from being nasty.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but one didn't do it, and one did do it, and we got it on film.
And one went diamond, and one didn't.
So
we also had the film for 30 years before everybody wanted to get mad about it. So.
No, we were already mad about it.
I think we were all
already
mad
about
it.
Real.
That nigga got more popular after the video. That's like the baby doing a Super Bowl tomorrow.
Hold on. This is the thing.
Popular?
What do you mean?
What type of music was he doing to get popular?
Are you asking for a certain answer? What do you mean? Like
he was doing a certain kind of music.
Like he always had the same provocative type of music.
No, when he was during that trial before he did.
Yeah, he definitely went the gospel route.
Oh,
you're
talking about like,
yeah.
Like I Believe I Can Fly type shit?
Yeah. Okay, that's what you did.
No, immediately after.
And then he said, you saved me. Yeah.
Okay,
all you need is one to get you out of trouble.
Hey, don't be mad.
And again, everybody did
went straight to church. It was like, look at him. He's changed his life.
And that's a black person problem.
It is.
It is a very it's
that
a
is.
Bad
it's
black person
a bad,
problem.
That's a
and guess what? We weren't old enough to say that's nasty then.
But your grandmama was.
Yeah, and our grandmamas are still the same people that still think he's okay.
My grandma still
they're
says
nasty.
A lot of ignorant shit.
Yeah,
sorry,
a lot of dumb shit.
Sorry, Grammy. You're wrong a lot. Fuck!
Are you kidding me? They still think he's
my
fine.
My mom says a lot of wrong shit. My mom will watch TV and like, why that girl got her hair like that? Or just some type of microaggression. And I'm sitting here like, Mom, you can't say that anymore.
Let her be her.
Let her
older
be
black
her.
Woman bailed him out of jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Older black women are stupid when it comes to R. Kelly. Straight up dumb-dumbs.
Dumb asses.
Because he makes her foot tap.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Because he made their pussy wet in 95. He got their coochies wet in 95. Hey. He can do whatever he want. And nothing. Just like older black people in Bill Cosby. Mm. But he was Cliff Tuxtable. He made me feel good. And I laughed in 85. Yeah, he was a nasty fuck.
Did you see?
He's not forgiven.
Nope. Did you see the came out today? It was an article saying that they have evidence that he was messing with little boys.
R. Kelly?
But he doesn't want it brought into court because his fear is that the jury can be homophobic.
Come on, R. Kelly.
Yeah, he's not denying that he
has. Oh, no,
so that's the fear?
Yes. He's not denying that he's not. He,
hey,
he's,
yo.
He's not denying.
So now he's a social warrior.
From what I understand, both R. Kelly and his brother were both sexually abused by a man in their childhood.
Sure.
Yeah. No, they alluded to
that. Yeah, they did.
And
I think that fucked him up to the point where.
Don't care.
I'm just stating
the. I'm out of the context, but a lot of people
the perceived facts.
People want to use that, like, yo, that's why he was. No, he's still nasty. Don't give a shit.
Still nasty.
Sorry. Yeah, no, but you know, kids that are that experience nasty trauma end up hurting other people. That's kind of a
100%
cyclical cycle.
Sure.
Is that a double word? I guess
a cyclical cycle.
Cyclical cycle.
It's a sick cycle. But yeah, like it's all nasty.
I don't be out there. Yeah. Sorry, we watch TV.
I don't even like cheesesteaks anyway.
Yeah, let's cut this out so we can just focus. My bad, guys.
I was the remote.
Oh, I'm like,
I got all the farts out earlier.
I'm like, nigga, you all right?
Yeah, I got all my farts out earlier. Yeah, this cushion is catching hell right now. I ain't gonna hold you.
Jesus
Lord. What's going on, everybody?
What's up, guys?
It's the Not That Serious podcast. You already know. Out of all podcasts and all the phones and directories and servers and platforms all the world, this truly, without hyperbole, without a doubt, a little premature.
Very.
Very premature.
Very. He was really like, you probably thought about that for a while.
No, I
he couldn't wait.
He could not wait. He said, Q was like,
nigga didn't want to wait until
Q said, moving up a slot.
He's like, he's like, damn, that's crazy. Anyway, do I get the yellow mic?
No, green's my favorite color.
Nah, he's going to put his shit in the third slot, though.
Yeah, he is. He's going to slide it right in.
Why do y'all think I'm so nasty?
I don't know. Knowing you. but you already know, it's the greatest podcast in the world. We're here today. You already know, I'm one of your hosts, Big Mike.
It's LZ. Your boy, Corey.
It's cute.
The Polynesian Pineapple Pirate. Oh Q God. In the building. We got Slumlord Landlord Keenan. Here. And we sure. got,
what the fuck is he about to say?
A guest here. Not even a guest. Just a young man in here playing with his new toy camera. He told us to get dressed up, so I'm not wearing a Carhartt shirt for once. I'm wearing actual branded clothing. So apparently we're going to be on the phone. So
even though I got to put on
my hat because I look like Django Unchained in this motherfucker. Yeah.
Thanks for the 2-hour notice, Quasha.
Another.
Right? Oh, by the way.
Another.
Put on your tuxedos tonight.
Another Johnson in the building. Shout out to y'all cousins.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of y'all. Shout out to me. Yeah, what's up, baby?
Dr. Johnson.
He about to poke you, bro. They
gonna beat me. He gonna beat me up. Beat me up after this.
He gonna poke you, bro.
Oh, can be your sister or your cousin? Yeah. Oh shit.
Why you dapping him up?
We gonna get that other nigga out of here, bro. It's cool.
We gonna get that other nigga out of here.
We gonna get don't that other nigga out of here. Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
I'll be at the next family reunion. Don't you worry about it. Kid, what am I? Hey, I'm a damn gentleman.
I don't know, man.
Hey, man, come on, man. I just be talking shit on this podcast.
You say you're a fucking savage.
You're a fucking Neanderthal.
I'm a sweet puss. Anyway.
I'm a 5-star gentleman.
Exactly. I open the door before I pee on their leg. Anyway. Like, yo,
shut the fuck.
Yo, Mike, move back. Just moved away from me so you can get dishes on the swing.
I wind up in this bitch.
Mika, Luca, Dutch.
Shit.
But yeah, we out here. Before we start the podcast, I guess we got a little announcement. Make the announcement to announce it.
Yeah. So after this episode, we got one more together, and I will be leaving, moving to Virginia.
We got two, right? We got girls' night and
No, I'm at, that's it for me. Just girls' night.
Oh, we're not going to be here Wednesday.
Fuck. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. After, after girls' night.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, I forgot.
We got one more episode after this one. It's girls' night, and then I'll be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, moving to Virginia.
Got a new job, right?
Yeah, got a new job with Google X. It's like the tech side of Google, you would say. Like the, yeah, that side.
I didn't even know they
had that. Yeah, I thought
Google was tech.
Yeah,
how much more tech can you get?
Yeah, it's, I would be heading to their main campus in San Francisco, but because of COVID, they're not allowing people to train there anymore. So you just have to go straight to like your
that's your location. Training was. I was about to say, can you still go to?
No, like the majority of my coworkers, everybody that I interviewed with, was in San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been applying for this job since like October of last year, and it's been like a total of 9 interviews.
Damn.
Yeah, and it was gruesome.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Like I had family over my house on Friday, and that portion was the last portion was 2 hours, and I did it across the street at my godmother's, and I was doing it in her dining room, and she was in the kitchen, and like after the 2 hours complete, she was like, "I literally felt bad for you," because like they were just asking me like very specific math questions, and then like you know you have to solve it right there.
Wow,
and, like specific questions with scenario. But it's just been like a long ride, you know. But I do have to say, shout out to Hafiz and Kevin Taylor, because like why is that? Kevin Taylor is a big part of why I had this job. Because
I'm sorry to cut you off. I just want to remind people, Kevin Taylor. If y'all don't remember, if y'all don't know, Kevin Taylor, that's super producer Kev from one of our from our early, 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 like, first 2 or 3 or even 4 episodes.
That was, like, the first, yeah.
Yeah,
first
so, like, five, literally, like, the first 5, 6 episodes, that's who was on there. Like, he's a good friend, a close friend of ours. And, yeah, I'm sorry. Continue, Corey.
Yeah, so, I hit up Kevin maybe, like, I want to say March-ish. And he kind of changed my LinkedIn around. And then, like, I would say, and then, like, not only did he do that, they set it up the right way so that it looks more appealing to, you know, companies. He gave me templates to send to HR managers and to, like, other people that work for the company. So a lot of the dialogues that I had with Google are things that he wrote.
Wow.
So not only that, but when I got like deep into the interview and we started talking about money, Kevin sat me down and we had a 20-minute conversation about how to negotiate more money. And he was able to get me $20,000 more than what they were offering. Yeah. And he was telling
phenomenal.
Me, and he was literally telling me, he was just like, cause I get a bonus every year. Mm. And he was explaining to me that like, if you really want to, I could teach you how to set up your bonus so that it helps you, because like certain companies will say like, oh, I'm gonna give you a bonus, but like they give you an impossible quota to meet, so you never get it. But it's not like this in my situation, but yeah, but like he literally got me a $20,000 raise, like before I even started. And Kevin literally, Google is matching my salary 100%, stock options plus an end of the year bonus. And he literally got me my first 6-figure job. Like, I can say I'm a 6-figure pilot now.
Sheesh. Damn.
Like, they matched my job 100%. I texted him. I was like, bro, you should start a service.
He should.
Like, and you could use me as your template.
Yeah.
I will literally, from a 2-hour session on LinkedIn, he got me if we want to do the dollar amount, it's probably like 103, 104 match for salary. Like not 50% increase, like 104. All because of a 2-hour session we had on LinkedIn. And he's like, this is how you should do this, post this picture as your profile. Like he literally went over everything. Like he literally like he built me up as like a rapper to like a label. And they gave me a crazy budget, and I ain't sell shit.
I said, nigga got on the table, started doing the Bobby Smurder.
Literally. And Kevin's just sitting there smiling.
Look at my boy go.
Yeah. No, but I literally texted, I was like, bro, just start a service. Yeah. Like, even if you charge people like 50 or 100 bucks, like.
He absolutely should, like, because he helped me watch stuff too, and like, I've been getting a lot of interviews for like marketing companies and stuff, so like,
Kev's the fucking man. Yeah. And Corey, I'm gonna say this so many times, like over the next few weeks. You know, niggas love you, man.
You that guy, bro.
Love you, like
happy for you, for real.
I never went so fast from not liking a nigga to like. My ass. I never went so fast from like not liking a nigga to like that nigga being like, I consider him like one of my brothers, like family. And like he's just he's leaving now. He's like the first dude out of the crew to really like branch out and really go.
Yeah.
And it feels good to see you like really come up, and we gonna miss you, man. And like
we'll be out there.
Kind of, yeah. We're gonna be out. I don't know if we're gonna be out there because he's going to the middle of fucking.
Yeah,
nowhere.
You are in the fucking.
It's a college town. They gotta be something there.
30. Don't really give a fuck about college.
We'll meet you in you in Virginia Beach.
Yeah, no, right.
College town's got places to hang out.
Blacksburg. Blacksburg. That is, right?
I don't like that name.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's better than Charlottesville, nigga.
Yeah. Is it?
Do you remember?
Do you remember what happened?
I'm saying they got a Lynchburg down there too. Yeah. All bad names in Virginia.
Yeah. It's all bad. But yeah, man, I love you, man. We gonna miss you. This sucks, bro.
Yeah,
it's good. It's great. It's great. It's great.
I mean, nothing went,
I'm
nothing
mad happy for you.
Nah, this is great. This is like never in a million years that I think I was going to be in the situation. If you would have told me during the pandemic I was going to move because I was getting a job with a tech company, I would have laughed at you.
I'm like, nah, no.
And then like, yeah, especially like from a nigga who was like humbled, graduate college, the first job you get is in a warehouse. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you don't. It's hard to see the things that pay off.
The work
especially
out in the future.
Like I was fucking as a senior, I was about to tap out. I was sleeping in my car.
Yeah.
Like bro, I had classmates that would walk past my car and laugh at me. Yeah. Like that's the kind of situation I was in.
Yeah.
So the fact that like I'm living like how I'm gonna be living.
Yeah, tell
them like,
nigga suck your dick.
It's
now.
Surreal now. You know, man, like I had like
suck my fucking dick.
Yes.
I had like people hitting me up today that are back. Like captains at United and they're like, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so, wild. Yeah, but like obviously like you know, I love the pod, I love you guys, and I'm leaving. But like I'm gonna get y'all a gift before I leave. I'm gonna get the podcast gift, I already know what it is. I'm gonna send y'all a little something.
You can get the call in feature.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it to mix.
Call me every week.
Nah, he should.
Nah, I'm gonna spend a little money on the mixer.
Give me a night, give me an evening with some bitch.
Like, where we going?
Because
you're so
fucking
yo, but like, I just got one.
Because I
got
to get all my sinning out the way before, you know. Because then I'm going to be faithful.
Yeah. I hope he pokes you. He just pokes you.
I got two more references I got to see for to get for.
Do you? This is why I feared him coming here.
Yeah.
Nah, for this reason. All respect. She's a
Do you know how many people were in the running? Like, at any point in.
Yeah, so I was talking to my current supervisor when I.
Oh, they knew you were doing this?
No, I didn't tell my family. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell Nicolette. Yeah. So I didn't tell anybody because it was such a big job. I didn't even think I was going to get the job.
Mm.
So
didn't like disappointment.
Yeah, exactly. And I just like
saves a lot of questions.
And I told this to my parents. I was like, I've had so many doors closed on me that I didn't. Mm-hmm. I was ready for them to be like, And I would have been like, well, it's Tuesday, so there's that.
Yeah. I got the pod tomorrow. We're good.
Let me go create some dopamine. I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Yeah. So, so I know that between the 8 months, they had a few people that applied that were, like, not from the United States, but they narrowed everything down to
four
participants. And that four was, you had to do a 5-hour panel interview. Each four, and it was questions that like math questions that specific answers, scenario, your work style, your work history, and then and then the HR rep was like, this is Friday afternoon, this is when the last batch of interviews was, right? HR, she called me, she was like, yeah, interview is done, we will debrief Monday and we'll let you know by Wednesday. And she called me Monday at 5:30. I'll never forget the time, 5:30. And she was like, I have some good news for you. And, like, I literally, like, I could feel the tear just rock down.
Oh, you know,
like,
man.
Yeah, like, bro, I've been crying all week. Like, I was speaking to Adam's mom yesterday.
Oh, were
you? Yeah, because I was just, like, I just explained. Cause I was just like, you know, your son was played such a such a pivotal role in my life because of the friend that he was in a time of need. And I was just an idiot back then. Like this is the type of job, if you get in trouble once, you don't even get the interview.
Right.
Like, any weed arrest, any drunk driving, any any disorderly, no, you're done. So, yeah, and like, he was just at that time, he was my most mature friend. So I just thanked her because I know that came from her.
Mm.
So it's just been an emotional process. Like again, like I was sleeping in my car. Like, I'll never realize, I went 2 days without eating.
Yeah, I remember you telling us.
Yeah, so it's like the fact that I'm getting like a job that actually respects me, and like, you know, like it's just like I'm not even paying rent at my apartment. They put me up. Yeah, dead ass. Like, yeah.
The reason I asked, because one of like at least my favorite stories you always told is like your thought process going into interviews, and like how you confidently think you can get any job you ever interview for, and like I don't know why that always been like one of my favorite things you've talked about.
I was thinking about that too. I was like, he knew he was good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like,
every job I've ever interviewed for, I've gotten. I'm a master at that.
Yeah.
So funny. So before the 5-hour panel started, I had to talk to an HR rep. Same day, I had to pick his ass up for the airport.
Yeah.
She literally told me. She said, the moment I got off the phone with you, and I was the first person out of the four, she said, I knew you would have the job. She was like, I just knew. But she was just like, you just had to convince the
everybody
other
else.
Five people. Yeah. But she was like, I knew you had the job. Because
it's fucking crazy.
And it makes sense because the job that I have now, the salary's bullshit. I took it as an entry-level job.
Mm.
And I got 3 promotions in a year. So, like, I was busting my ass, right? So I just use that experience. Like, I'm going to have to talk to Congress. I'm going to have to do presentations in front of Congress to get bills passed. So, like, this is a serious job. Like, yeah. I can't even tell you what I'm flying. Like, I had to sign a non-disclosure before I even took the interview to, like, have sensitive information. And then, like, and I had to sign another one stating that I can't tell you. I can tell you that I'm a pilot, but I can't tell you what I do.
What exactly. You do.
Yeah. Like, yeah, but I the only thing I can tell you, the things that I will be doing in Virginia are going to be talked about for decades. Like, we're literally changing the way travel is being done. That I can tell you. Like, this job here, I'm going to be speaking at colleges.
That's my plan.
Yeah. I'm going to be speaking at colleges. And they literally said it's part of the job. Like, you will have to speak at colleges in front of Congress, because they were just asking me. They were asking me about fucking suits.
Really, like,
let me show you my Instagram. Yeah, right? I'll show you. I get it going. Bitch.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, you heard of brunch on Sundays?
It's like this whole process has just, like, this whole process is just me coming full circle, because in 2016, my life was in the opposite direction.
Mm.
I was working in a warehouse, working who knows how many hours a week, and I wasn't even making $50 a week.
Yeah.
So it's like, and this is why, like, and I was telling my sister this, because she's going into her sophomore year in college. Like, on your lowest of days, you still have to ride that path, because something's going to turn. You know, you can't get too down on my lowest of days. There was plenty of days I wanted to just give up, change careers.
Yeah.
But, like, I was blessed to get hired at the job that I put my 2-week notice in now. And, like, you know, and now I'm just...
How'd they take that? Anything? Any pushback?
They're upset because they're unsure if the program will exist, because I did so much and I was such an integral part. But it's state government, so they can't match that salary.
Yeah,
they literally can't. Like,
yeah.
At that point, I would be making more money than my boss, who's my current boss now.
Yeah.
So they can't match it.
Yeah.
And my director, who's a lawyer, she literally she called me on... She doesn't have my number. She called me on, like, the Teams, and she literally said, you know, she's like, you know, we're sad to see you go. But she was like, this is a life-changing opportunity.
Hell
like,
yeah.
You're
is the beginning.
No, yeah. She literally said, she was like, you're, and she was like, I don't know if you have a family or not, but she was like, the dynamic of your family has just changed.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, big again, but I've been crying all week, bro.
Like, well, congrats. That shit's lit.
Congrats, bro.
Yeah, we're gonna get very drunk.
Yeah,
we're gonna get.
Oh my god!
They don't know, but we are celebrating next week in Atlanta, and
yeah.
It's going to be
celebrating Friday.
It's That too. You know, this is like a week. This is like a week celebration.
Oh, this shit could be crazy.
I almost bought a bottle of champagne and did the shake on you today. I thought about it.
No, we're doing that in Atlanta. Don't worry.
I thought about it. I was like, let me not fuck up.
Yeah, bro. Y'all got y'all flights to Atlanta already?
Everything's booked.
It's $50 from fucking Philly to Atlanta. Come on.
Yeah, I might.
And I bought my shit up to first class.
Really?
Word? Yeah. For $80.
If you can get me whatever you got, I'll do it.
The only issue is the Airbnb.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I don't give a shit. I'll sleep on the floor. I don't give a shit.
Remember you said that. My stepbrother.
Okay, I do give a shit.
All right. Same.
I do give a shit. Let's fix that. But, yo, Q, if you can give me the same shit you get and bump me to first class, I'll pay whatever. I need some fat man room.
You just can't be in the same first class seat as me. Like, same row.
Okay. Know? Let's not do that then.
All right, cool.
Fuck that. My niggas leave. I don't even know why I was tripping, yo. We're going to Atlanta, nigga. We're going to see some. We're going to Club Platinum. We see chicks with the butt plugs in them. It's fucking lit.
This nigga.
Oh man. Oh, you ain't know they did that, Mike?
No, I'm just. You can go to Tampa.
You know, we got some other family down there that can really hook you up.
What? Can you tell us about what happened in Tampa?
No, Tampa's the strip club capital of America.
That,
really?
Yes, he's right. He's.
Tent with Miami right there?
Tampa is the strip club. It's like,
we got a cousin that bartender at the bitches.
Tampa is like the, I think it's so many strip clubs per capita or something. Like
so you said it's the strip club capital of America?
Of America. And I've been, and it's crazy.
It is valid.
Naked, butt ass naked.
That is important to me.
I've gotten military discount. I'm not even in the military.
You unpatriotic bastard.
That's called stolen valor.
I paid my dues. I'm a military kid.
Facts. Yeah, but
dude. Nah, bro. Fuck that. Yeah, I'm telling them niggas I'm not coming. I'm calling out. I gotta go to Atlanta with my niggas.
What
man.
Time is your flight Friday back?
They're going to be bad at me, but fuck it, man.
I got to come back Thursday. Yeah, he got to go because he got work. I got a DJ.
Yeah.
Can't miss out on this money, man.
I can miss out on that money for my nigga. Yeah.
But I just
what day is the flight out?
Tuesday to Friday.
So this coming Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Q, if you we out, man.
But it's I just have one like that, request for the podcast that I leave. I'm gonna get y'all a mixer so you could... You have your mic, you can make your calls, but I just have one request.
Mm.
Do not get complacent with this.
Oh, no.
I'm about to say, oh, don't give Keenan the mic? Cool.
I'm about to say, I have one request.
Got it.
No, just don't get complacent because I just feel like, what we have now is good.
Yeah.
And I just would be upset if our window had passed and we didn't capitalize on the moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Maybe that's it. I'm going to get y'all the best mixer money can buy. I'm actually living like that now.
Yeah.
You definitely got it.
I actually have it.
You got to get a Tesla now.
Shit, they can get mics too.
I'm going to a dealership this week. I ain't going to say what.
You want to talk money, bitch?
You getting a Phantom?
You want to talk money, bitch? That Model X, baby, the doors go up like this.
You want to talk about money?
Throwing up the hooks.
The doors go up like a guy. They got the cute dog.
Don't take a picture of me doing this.
Take a picture of me doing this, though. I was like,
damn, was nigga. Like,
oh, you said you want to be a cab.
My grandpa would have been like,
huh?
Like, what? You doing that? What? You doing that? What?
I said, oh. That was a nasty dog.
What happened to your boys last night, my good friend?
Oh.
You talking about soccer?
No, versus.
Mm-mm. Oh,
hey man,
I'm gonna let you cook.
For this.
I'm gonna tell you one.
Those are my boys too. I thought.
So let's set. I want to set this up right. Oh, I gotta put my bag on. You know what I look like? Nah, but I was at Corey's. I was at Corey's house. When was that? Sunday.
That was Saturday night.
Right. You know.
By the way, how are the ribs?
They were good.
They were good. All right.
I'll ask you. Come on.
I don't know. I didn't get any.
I was there. We was there. We was chilling. You know, it's me, Corey. Sam was there. Shout out to Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bunch of old heads there. Like, Corey's dad and his friends. And then I somehow the verses came up, and Corey's dad is from New York, and I've known this about him, but I never seen it more so pronounced when we talked about this verses, and he got to talk about the locks.
He was very animated.
He got real animated.
Very like, animated.
He was moving his hands a lot. And he was like, yo, the locks is going to blow Dipset back out. And I was like, oh, pause. But I feel your sentiment. But like he was like, nah, yo, it's LOX all day. And I'm like, Mr. Marvin, why are you behaving in this fashion? Mr. Dusenberry. He's like, nah, it's LOX D-Block all day. I'm like, oh, wow. And, you know, I asked my dad, and me and my dad have often differing opinions on most things. And he's a big Jadakiss fan. Like, to him, Jadakiss is the best rapper alive to him. That's his favorite rapper of all time.
Top five that are alive.
Yeah. And, like, it's always Jadakiss, Jay-Z in between the two. And he was like, yeah, it's the locks all day. And I'm like, I don't know if you know about the Dipset Taliban, but they got something coming. And they let me down.
Yes, they did.
So bad the other night. I never seen somebody. No, it was last night. I never seen a group of men get so massacred. I never seen a versus this one-sided before. I'm trying to think of versus. I never seen one this one-sided.
I saw niggas score that shit 19-1.
That's kind of egregious.
But I swear I seen that shit. But I said like just I've never seen that get scored like really, that. So
you know what? It wasn't even so much the actual songs itself. It was just the fact that these niggas got outperformed every time. Like it was just bad, man. Like
it was a combination of.
Did you feel like Dipset thought that they were too cool to be there?
Yes.
Yes. Dipset
thought because
they thought they were bigger than the moment.
And on paper, they are, because they are just the more household. They're just the bigger household name.
Absolutely,
more people know who Dipset are than the Locks. You know what I'm saying? Like more people might not know, like Jim Jones and Jadakiss, but as the name like Dipset. Of the groups, Dipset rings bells.
Nobody knows who Sheik Looch is.
Yeah, that's, a lot of people don't know who that is.
I still don't know who that is.
No, not many people know who Styles P is. They should, but they don't.
Yeah.
But everybody knows who Cameron is. Everybody knows who Jim Jones is.
Yeah.
Shit, everybody knows who Joel Santana is.
Yeah, a lot of people know who he
is. Okay? But it was a combination of things like LZ said, there's the outperformance factor. There was the, they really think they wasn't taking it serious. Like, they was cool, too cool for
school.
They
just brought out a beach chair. They thought they were going
to
be sitting down.
Cam brought out a beach chair talking about he about to be sleeping the whole thing.
Nah, he actually had to get up and
he had to reorganize the troops at
half. I caught it late, so apparently, like, they didn't know the lyrics or something like that?
Yeah, well.
Joel didn't know the lyrics to his own fucking verse.
Joel didn't know the lyrics to a lot of the songs. Like the verse will be going and he's singing a different verse.
Yeah.
Like,
he's skipping
Jim Jones
verses.
Is just like fucking dancing. Cam was.
So you could tell that they didn't prepare for this.
There was no cohesiveness. You could tell they haven't really performed like that. You could tell that
they don't like each other.
Yeah, you could tell they don't really fuck with each other. Like,
what
not
did you? What did you see that gave that?
What I saw that gave that is that they're so out of sync.
Yeah,
like
especially well compared to the Locks.
Compared to the Locks, it was in there. Trey and Bar, yeah. They're singing songs from
niggas were
like,
performing
the mid '90s like it was nothing,
yeah.
And not like Money, Power, Respect where everybody knows they're doing 24 Hours to Live and Fuck You and like they're just Trey and Bar. Yeah. He knows Sheik Looch is spitting Jadakiss
knew everybody's bars,
yeah. And it's like they're going up and like you can tell obviously you can tell one they're in shape rap wise because
and physically.
Physically,
they look good.
They look good doing it. They look like they didn't have.
No, they all juice.
Yeah, they didn't all have a hard time doing it. They were just out there performing like it was a regular performance. You could tell they performed regularly with each other. Three, you could tell throughout this chemistry of them being around each other that they fuck with each other and that they hang out often. And really what Dipset, it was the complete opposite. It was they don't really fuck with each other like that. They don't see each other enough. And when they do, I'm here for the bag. You stay in your lane. You do your verse. I'll stay here. You do my verse. If we got to look cool next to each other at some point, we'll do that. But as soon as this shit is over, we are all going our separate ways.
You can tell that they only hang out if money's involved.
Yeah.
Was the main thing for me. Like, you can tell, like, the Locks actually wanted to win. Like, it was a versus for them. Like,
something to prove.
Yeah. Like, oh, we're really trying to, like, it was a competition. But Dipset was just literally there just to get paid. Like, they were just too nonchalant with it. Like, they were just treating it like it was like, oh, we're going to play our songs and we're going to get the fuck out of here. Like, nah, the Locks came to fucking win. Like, niggas rapping over instrumentals, nigga. Like, Styles P started rapping over I Got Five on it, bro. Like, they were really, they were performing.
I knew it was a loss when Jadakiss went on that freestyle. We said, that nigga said, he's a dick, you pussy, y'all neighbors. I was like, oh, boy.
That was from Who Shot You.
I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah, it was bad, man. Like, it was.
Oh, brother.
And it started with the DJs, though. Like, the Locks DJ, nigga was going crazy. Nigga was snapping. The Dipset DJ, no lie, that nigga played about 5 songs and they cut him off. Like, in the beginning. Like. The Locks DJ was on for a minute too. What did he play for, like an hour and a half before the shit even started?
Because they started like an hour late.
And then the Dipset DJ got on. The nigga's first song was all the way turned up. Nigga, you're in New York. Why are you playing Roscoe?
Who played Hit Him Up?
Yeah. Well, that was Technician. He played Hit Him Up. That was a risky move. That's risky playing that.
I thought it was Styles P mentioning Max B was a risky move. It got very awkward.
That was crazy. Jadakiss ripped off Joel's bandana, that was wild. Styles P was on the ground kicking Cam, that was crazy. But honestly, to me, that just showed like how close they actually are. Like, obviously they spoke before this, but these niggas known each other for decades now, like two decades. Like, they've known each other for mad long.
It was just like on some New York competitive shit.
Mm-hmm.
You can just tell, like, New York niggas are so aggressive where you feel like it's going to fight. Yeah. But that's all just a
normal interaction.
That's peaceful. That was
peaceful.
As abrasive and scary at some points, it looked like it got.
Yeah.
That's a peaceful night to them. Very. And that's why them niggas are just different. And I choose not to just be around that. Because I just feel like, if that's peaceful, then what's problems?
Death.
Yeah. Like, niggas dying? Yeah. Like.
Then the amount of niggas on stage was making me nervous more than anything.
Yeah, they had to kick the entourages off.
Yeah, I wasn't really too. The entourage niggas be the ones starting the shit because they're not performing.
They don't have nothing to lose.
They're literally they're henchmen.
They're there to talk shit.
Yeah, they're there to fight if something goes down. Like, so when all those niggas kept getting on stage and I tweeted it. I'm like, yo, there's gonna be a paranoid white dude to get on the mic and say, yo, we're about to shut this shit down. And what happened? Some white motherfucker grabbed the mic and we're like, if we don't clear the stage, we're going to shut this. But they were just waiting. I mean, and niggas weren't going to clear the stage anyway. So, it's some nigga shit. But, say all I had to say. Unfortunately, I chose Dipset. I thought Dipset had
it. Me too, man.
I didn't even think it was going to be close. I'm like, yo, Dipset. Like,
I thought they were going to walk them. Yeah. Bad,
and it was the complete opposite. Them niggas got walked. It was bad. Which brings me to the next thing. I think G-Unit would fuck the Locks up.
I don't know about that.
I don't know because I think...
After I watched that, I don't know about that.
But G-Unit, they are MCs too.
Yeah, but you realize that G-Unit is like Dipset where they don't get along if money's not involved. Like, if G-Unit comes, I would bet a paycheck Lloyd Banks don't even show up.
No, Lloyd will show up. I don't think Young Buck will.
No,
show
Young
up.
Buck is showing up. That nigga's desperate.
Yeah, he's desperate.
He needs money.
Yeah. No, Lloyd is not showing up.
I don't know if Lloyd's going to show up.
Say Lloyd Banks don't be doing shit.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, he just dropped the album.
Yeah, 50 Cent always outs him to the public, calling him lazy and he don't want to work. Like, yeah, he wouldn't show up.
I don't know.
Well, it's gonna be 50, Yayo, and the Buck. Chick name?
Oh, Olivia?
Yeah, and Olivia. That's it.
Oh, God. Nah, she can stay home.
And Young Buck.
I'm taking G-Unit over the Locks.
Young Buck,
I don't know, man.
Because if they're, like, they started to do some individual shit, too.
Well, 50 Cent could hold his own in a verse.
That's what I'm saying. Like, 50 Cent versus Jada would be like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but
obviously
then
50.
I'm taking Styles P over Lloyd Banks individually.
Yeah, Lloyd only got a couple.
Because I get high is better than anything Lloyd Banks has ever done.
I'm on fire. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Oh. Karma.
Now, Beamer, Benz, and Bentley's getting a lot of Styles P out of here.
He don't got... I Get High is better than anything that Lil Banks has ever done in his life.
Good Buck times. Got his own shit. Buck got more than Chic Looch.
Yeah.
That is true.
Who's got good loving?
Tony Ayo but
Buck
this
shit is so weak. Who cares?
But then, but it's going not.
It is Buck.
It's going not.
It's Buck. But Buck, what Buck got? Who going to ride with me?
Shorty get, yeah. Shorty want to ride. Okay. And,
what you going to do with Tony Ayo?
Yeah. So seductive.
He's so seductive, dancing on me.
That's just the individual shit.
I think that's
about the whole G Unit album, nigga. Stunt 101.
I think that's better than anything. I Smell Pussy is to me is one of the best diss tracks
I Smell Pussy
ever made ever.
Bruh.
Statuary.
Come on, bro.
Y'all niggas is pussy. I'm balling now, nigga. Now yeah, watch me. Ain't nothing you can do to stop me. You niggas get so emotional. You remind me of my bitch.
Bro, it's going. Nah, listen. Yeah, Stunt 101. I want to get to know you. Smile.
I don't know, man.
Nah,
I just thought the fact that if Jadakiss gets in that bag where he starts spinning, if he do that, if he does that diss track where he did against 50, it's over. It's over. You ain't the king of New York. You live in Connecticut.
Yeah. He did that to Ja Rule. I mean, he did it to Kim.
Over.
It's like, hey, don't you live in Miami? 50
Cent.
Yeah.
50 Cent can't respond to that.
Yes, he can. 50 Cent has a response for everything. Yeah.
Not to that.
Yes, he do.
That's the one L. Well, it's two 50. out of two L's in his career. That's the worst L he's ever taken. Because he went up against what's his name and thought it was when Ja Rule thought it was sweet and said I could go to Jadakiss. Jadakiss said, no, nigga, I'm a different man, and he shut that shit down.
Did you see his
50 Cent is a great battler. He's only taken two L's in his entire career.
Which are what?
Jadakiss and Rick Ross.
Why do you think he lost to Rick Ross?
He didn't lose to Rick Ross.
I think he
fucked Rick Ross's baby mom.
Yeah, he.
I mean, you fucked his baby mom, but like.
And had a video of it.
Sure.
Yeah. Nigga, he nutted in the pussy.
Sure.
And it wasn't him, it was his man's, but he still but nutted sure. in the pussy.
But look at the grand scheme of what he was trying to accomplish. He tried to do the same thing he did to Ja Rule to Rick Ross, and that did not go down like that.
Well, that might be true, but I wouldn't
consider that. So you lost.
How?
You tried to destroy his career. And try to paint him in a light like, oh, he's a fraud, he's a phony. And he only got way bigger than you.
Yeah, but he actually was a cop.
He is way bigger than him.
No, he's not.
What?
Rick Ross is 6'7".
At this point, yes, he is.
Rick Ross is way bigger than 50 Cent?
Right now, 100%.
If we were to do an international tour, 50 Cent would do better than Rick
Ross. Nigga, you do a fucking American tour. Mike, what?
I'm not saying 50 Cent's a better rapper. As far as popularity, I think 50
popularity and success. He wins in both categories.
Sure.
So then what the
Yeah, I don't think he but lost I'm saying, that. I'm not saying he won, but I don't think.
But he didn't win.
I will say that he won't
win. I'm saying it's a loss. Because you try. He did the same template that he did with Ja Rule. It's why you embarrass a nigga until the nigga is not in existence anymore. Not only did you not do that, he became even more successful. Okay. Because he didn't engage.
We're gonna have to agree to disagree. Because
what you do?
No, you're not wrong.
You do. You know what you do with a bully like nigga like that? Who really? You just don't engage, and you do your thing. And he just said, "Fuck, nigga." And he made hits, and became Demigod Ross.
Nah, that's all facts.
And so, like, you try to start a fight with a nigga, you pick at a nigga, and a nigga, fuck. I think that's a loss to me.
Is it
as clear as a loss as Jadakiss getting on Hot 97 and mopping your shit in public? No.
I think the two losses 50 got is Kanye and Jadakiss.
I'll say he got three losses now.
I don't consider it the
right. Oh yeah, losses. Kanye embarrassed that nigga.
Yeah, that I'm
saying. And he need to get his shit in line. Yeah, Rick. Yeah, I mean 50 need to understand that too. You wasn't nigga. That's Kanye, nigga. That is an artist. And then you challenge him in record sales? Are you stupid?
That was also right after he came off of Diamond. You couldn't tell 50 Cent shit then.
And that's a nigga that's a producer that just came off of making a track with Daft Punk. Yeah. You need to check yourself.
50 at that time, bro, you couldn't tell album, nigga shit.
The album
that nigga made that Jesus Walk.
That nigga went Diamond, Mike. You couldn't tell nigga shit then. Nobody thought.
This was his third. What album was that?
It was shortly after his.
What was that, The Massacre?
That's even worse.
You said 50 went Diamond?
Yeah. That was like
50 went Diamond off his second album?
50 Cent numbers are stupid. No one thought Kanye was going to win that until it happened. It was like, oh,
I think everybody named Mama was pretty comfortable with Kanye winning that.
At that point in time,
graduation. I don't think he went diamond, bro. He went 9 times platinum.
I think it was, if he went diamond,
10, then.
If he went diamond for anything, it would have been that first album.
Yeah, yeah. I think
Richard Die Trying went 9 times platinum.
Great.
No, and then what was the next one?
Damn sure won the Massacre that went diamond.
What's the second album?
50 went diamond with something, I'm pretty sure.
Is it the Massacre? Yeah.
I thought 50 went diamond. Mm-mm. I mean, I think diamond is 10.
Damn near close, but I mean.
And he went 6 times platinum with the Massacre. Was that how he even went?
What is all his albums in order?
Candy Shop was on that. Out of Control.
That was good stuff.
Disco Inferno, just a little bit. Oh my God, that album.
That's what I'm saying, yo, like
that's great. Right.
Think about what he was coming off of.
Hit It or Love It was on the album.
Yo, think about what he was coming off of. You couldn't tell
Window
a nigga shit.
And Best Friend were the bonus tracks.
Yeah, like in that moment in time, you couldn't tell 50 shit, bro.
Yeah, what? Oh my God.
And this is the album that my guy was coming with.
Yeah, no.
Champion.
Stronger. You didn't know this beforehand. Now.
Good Life.
Yeah, you didn't know this
I
beforehand.
Can't tell
didn't
me know nothing.
That. Yeah, you didn't know this beforehand.
Okay, let's go to the album before that. Time, like, nigga, like gangster rap was heard him say, Touch the Sky, Gold Digger, Drive Slow.
Gold Digger's the only song that's even in that's remotely can talk
did
about.
Did you not hear me say Gold Digger?
I said that's the only song.
Touch the Sky?
No.
Heard him say?
No.
Yeah.
None of them even come close.
Kanye, but
none
those
of them
songs
come
are close
to the ones
to what
yeah.
was putting out.
Nothing.
And then at that time,
I mean, Kanye put on the better album at that, like the album they were competing against, blew him out the water. But leading up to that, you could if 50 would have did half of what he did the album before, it would have been a different thing.
The singles that came out leading up because. I know Can't Tell Me Nothing was out, and Good Life was out,
bro,
and Stronger.
Did you just hear the two albums that 50 put out before that?
Nigga, those were the albums before. I'm talking about singles that come out leading before the album. Before this competition happened, he was putting out Stronger and Good Life and shit like that. Stronger.
Mike, Stronger wasn't bigger than what 50 just put out for the past 2 years.
What were the singles on this third?
I'm talking about like.
I'm sorry.
Think about like greatness. You're looking at it in hindsight, right?
No.
You're looking at hindsight.
What are the singles? Can you look up the singles that? No, I want to know the singles that were coming up to the album that. What's the name was
50?
50 was coming with, leading up to the release. Because that was his third album, right?
Mm-hmm.
Curtis. What were the singles from Curtis? It was some Dick Cheese.
Yes. All right. Which Drake singles right now?
Please.
Nah, Straight to the Bank. Is that
is it fucking with Stronger?
No.
Mike, no.
You can't tell me.
Or Good Life.
But he's coming off of fucking Wangsta and Candy Shop.
Wangsta was 5 years ago.
But he's coming off of two of the best albums of that moment. Bro, 50 was that nigga.
And Kanye was more that nigga.
That moment put him in there, yes.
No, he was more that nigga. He was
previous than that?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Look at the fucking songs. Look at the songs. Look at the songs.
He was that nigga.
Look at the songs.
And I remember when he came out, I was like, 50, what the fuck are you doing? This is not the way. This is
Kanye
not the way
he hasn't. Kanye probably never sold half of what fucking Massacre sold. On a project.
Yo, this nigga's high.
You think Kanye's went 9 times platinum? show me. I don't think so. Show me. I'd be surprised. You think Kanye's went 9 times platinum?
On Graduation?
You think Kanye's went 9 times platinum?
Hell fucking yeah.
Okay.
Because 50 Cent came in like a fucking wave.
Yeah, he did.
This is what I like to say with 50 Cent. 50 Cent came in hard and fast, and then he nutted quick too.
Yeah, but
I think. But part of that is
the hard and fast is what we're
people,
talking about. Though
so nobody want to work with him.
Yeah, then he started like spreading his wings into different shit.
College Dropout is Ye's highest selling album, and it went 3 times platinum. He was not in the same fucking category as 50 Cent until that year. One sold 9 million fucking records. The other did 3. That's not. He tripled him. Tripled. Yeah, I'm. But he was. I think he was getting to the top of the world.
He was there.
Yo, if he was so there, why was that even a beat? Like, why was that even a competition?
Because it was only. He was the only other nigga relevant at the time.
Jay-Z was still around. Lil Wayne was around.
Who?
Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, they was around though.
Lil Wayne wasn't that Lil Wayne.
What year was this?
This is 2007. Wait, Lil Wayne wasn't that Lil Wayne?
No. He was starting to gear up. He was like getting like a year or two after that.
Jay-Z was still there.
Jay-Z wasn't he retired at that point? He was the biggest artist at the time.
How is he the biggest artist at the time when somebody is selling triple what he's selling? How is he the biggest? Somebody's doing 3 times what you're doing. How are you the biggest? It's impossible. Sorry. Numbers-wise, it's impossible. That's like saying fucking Tesla is the biggest car company right now when fucking Ford sells 10 times the amount of cars they do. No.
Huh?
I'm telling you the time.
Exactly. You're talking to Kanye stans. That's the issue.
I was in the streets at the time. He was the youngest.
But it's just the numbers. Just look at the fucking numbers. Look at the numbers.
I was in high school and college at the time. Trust me.
Yo, Mike.
Teach these devils.
Matter of fact, both Mikes. If you score 10 points a game and I score 30, who's at the top?
Huh?
If you score,
that ain't
huh?
That's my go-to
leader.
Where
he's like, shit. That nigga was tripling his fucking numbers, bro.
You, again, that, at the end of the season, who won MVP, bitch?
That album put him
Kanye,
there.
Kanye, nigga.
Yes, that
because
album put
he was
him there.
Nigga, before that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a no-brainer. Yeah, we I don't think anybody disputes that.
I think Kanye's everything is better than 56 everything, except the first album. That's the, only album that, that stands the test.
Those mixtapes before the albums?
Yeah, the power. I mean, the mixtapes is whatever. Like, for the power of the dollar is dope. But Kanye has nothing more complete than that first 3-4 album run. 5, really.
We already discussed that. We said that nobody's fucking
with that. It's not. It's impossible to fuck with it. Five. I said five. College dropout, late registration. I'm saying 5. I said college dropout, late registration, graduation, heartbreak, and My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Yes, nobody is fucking with that 5 straight run. Banger, 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 chicken dinner, banger.
50 has the number 5 highest selling album of all time, behind a rap behind MC Hammer, 2 Tupac albums, and a Nelly album.
That's great.
You tell me he wasn't on top of the fucking world.
I didn't say he wasn't on top of the world.
Yes, you did.
I just said a nigga was on top of that.
I don't see Kanye nowhere on this list, and they was irrelevant. They was relevant at the same time. So why was one?
So you want
a millennia times?
You want to play this game? Look up Grammy Awards then.
Okay, hold on. Because if you're getting more Grammys, but I'm selling more than you, what does that mean?
That means one is more quality.
Oh,
sells high all the time.
No.
Vanilla Ice sold a lot of records.
Okay, you're talking about.
Mid sells high all the time. Vanilla Ice don't got no Grammys.
But 3 times as much?
Mike, come on now.
Mid sells high all the time. Taylor Swift is blowing niggas out the water.
She's white.
Logic sells.
He's white.
I'm just saying.
You're talking about black people.
Coi Leray is probably the biggest female rapper right now.
Elzy. Do you hear what this nigga just said?
What
did he say? He said Coi Leray is the biggest female rapper.
I mean, like, the most popular right now.
The what?
Please.
Out of everybody rapping right now, who's rapping right now?
I don't know. Fucking Meg Thee Stallion, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj. What the fuck?
Mike, I don't even have to say anything.
Yeah, I fucked up on that one. That one I do fucked up. I fucked up on
that. That was the first time you've ever said that.
I fucked up on that one.
But my point still stands.
No, you're bugging, but it's
Kanye's
okay.
Kanye's that nigga and was always ever been that nigga and never stopped being that nigga. And he will continue to prove he's that nigga when
his
album comes out.
Here, put this red hat on. You fuck.
Hey, man. For the nigga that was caping for R. Kelly earlier, you got some goddamned nerve.
I'm not caping. They're all fucking nasty. I'm not caping for that nigga.
Yeah, you're right. What else are we talking about?
Got the fleets.
I'm not cool for that. Don't you do that. Oh, yeah, yo.
So this nigga Mike put his dick on the fleets.
What?
Twitter don't got enough. Twitter don't got enough megabytes for my meat.
Nigga had to go to .5 zoom to get the shit in the camera.
Shit got reckless.
Had to post three of them just to get it off.
Yeah. Had to pick stick that shit together.
So basically what happened was...
Hell yeah, nigga.
Niggas talking about megabytes to put in the So basically what happened was...
My phones don't got enough processing power for my shit.
Twitter announced that they were getting rid of fleets. And niggas was like, you know what?
First of all, y'all don't even know what a fucking fleet is because I didn't know.
I never
used that shit.
It was Twitter's story version of the story. So like, you know, Instagram, you have a story. Snapchat, you have a story.
That shit Twitter was doomed from the beginning.
The way it was operated, like it was just poorly designed. Like it was clearly in a beta phase the whole time, and it was really bad. It was glitchy. It didn't work half the time. There was no additional features.
It was a blatant copy. Like it came out like a month or two after IG stories came. I'm like, bro, you not even gonna attempt to act like you're not stealing this.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. I guess they didn't really have a choice but to do it. But it was really weird. So they announced that. They were going to shut it down. And then niggas just was like, you know what? Fleets is going away. I'm going to just put my dick on this. So it was
they literally dicks, said,
sex tapes. I seen people fucking sucking on there. It's been bad.
All right. So now we're going to have to go around before we all discuss in general. What's the wildest thing you've seen on those fleets before on like basically Fleet Nick?
No, he's right. Yeah. That's what it was like last night.
So what's the wildest thing you seen on the Fleet Nick?
I seen a nigga I know fucking somebody on there, but it was like the night before Fleet Nick even was like announced. I was like,
you're just doing it to do it then.
I was like, why are you posting this? And then the next night is when I saw everything. I was like, whoa.
Alright, Q, what's the wildest thing you seen?
I didn't look at anything, bro. Not a single one.
The only thing I would have saw was Paulie, but he put the warning and I stopped there and I just kept moving.
Coward.
Mike was like, click. Get to it, nigga.
Curious. The wildest thing I seen on the fleet was a foot job to completion.
You should have sent that shit to
you
Mike.
Didn't send that to us, and I'm a little upset. You spoke about it, but you didn't send it to anyone.
Oh, I should have.
Sorry. Yeah, it's too late.
It's gone now.
I mean, if you really wanted, I didn't know that was your thing. I didn't know you was into that.
I didn't know. I'm just saying, like, you talked about it, but didn't send it to anybody.
Because it was on this one girl that we did see. I'm not going to get it. It was kind of hot. Because, like, niggas is sending each other other niggas shit, like, yo.
Yeah, check her. Niggas treating it like trading cards. Yeah.
Niggas like Pokemon cards. Check her. Her fleet is crazy.
All the Jones on sign, like, wow, this many people never watched my fleet. Yeah, bitch, because you never posted pussy.
You're getting naked.
Because your whole pussy hole is on there.
That's what pisses me off. It's like, why are you surprised? You're getting naked, whore. We want to see your naked whore body.
You know what's crazy? I posted a SpongeBob meme in my fleet, and there were hundreds of views. And I'd never used my fleet before. And I'm like, wow, mad people are waiting to see my dick.
That's a confidence booster. I would take it as that.
Wow, this is crazy.
I'm like, damn, I'm really...
I didn't want to be that guy on Twitter, like, who all these people watch? But at the same time, I was like, wow, there's a lot of people watching these fleets, bro.
But there's really girls out there surprised, like... Not y'all looking at my... Y'all don't even follow me. Yeah, bitch. So?
Why would we?
Your page is very public.
I don't like what you say, but I want to see your asshole. I don't care. I don't give a shit about what you got to say about the verses. I want to see your butthole. I want to see your fucking stink maker.
Your butt.
I want to see your bottom brown eye.
That's it.
Like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. But yeah, it was a foot job to complete. Like, it was, the dick was coming and she was footing it. And I was like, wow.
Was it somebody you knew?
Nah.
Did y'all see people y'all knew on there?
Like
I said, I did.
No. Like.
Yeah.
don't know. I forgot.
What was her name?
I saw it through a chick that was put in our group chat. And then, like, she retweeted it. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, oh, shit. It's a footy. And so it was a whole bunch of shit. Like, the only...
Damn, nigga.
Nah, this is
Mike. Got a foot fetish.
This is Mike shit.
Oh, were their toes done? Light skin.
Were they properly pedicured? Yeah. The French tips? I don't remember the toes. But they
shoe
were,
size. Probably.
It was a thick girl with some thick feet. Like she it's had okay. like a thick girl. Wasn't fat feet, but she was.
I'm about to say she
you
can
tell by the legs she was a thick woman.
She had cankles.
She's pretty.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it was some nice stuff, but Yeah, with great power and great good things, you know, it's a double-edged sword. Whatever for every titty, there's a dick.
Yeah.
And,
Oh, man, that one nigga.
So I guess one dude, I guess he posted his meme. I don't know if he gave proper warning or not.
Nah,
he must not have.
Apparently, what happened was he didn't warn anyone. And it's a dude. If you're on Twitter, you've seen this nigga before. He literally looks like a fucking bulldog.
Yes.
His name's like Boogs or something like that.
Barky Boogs.
Yeah. He looks like a dog. Like, it looks like a fake picture. Yeah, it's really him. He looks like a dog.
You know, like
memes of him.
You know, like that.
He's
that,
like an anamorph.
You know,
like mid switch.
You know that video of that little Bow Wow video? Bow Wow Wow, yes. Yippee Yo, Yippee Yay.
When he turns
into a dog. That's what he looks like when he does that transformation.
Yeah. Mid transition.
So I guess he put his meat on the fleets.
Yeah, he put his meat on the fleets.
Yes.
Without warning. And yeah, one nigga didn't appreciate it at all, and
he had an issue.
Yeah, he was not happy.
He was upset.
Yeah.
He was like, "Yo," he was just inciting violence against the nigga. Like, "No, nigga, this is disrespectful. You running my blood pressure up, seeing this nigga meet," and like, it got him frazzled.
He was so upset, the nigga ended up in the hospital. Like,
no, you think that's a joke? But it's not. He literally ended up in the hospital.
Literally.
He was hospitalized. That dick put him in the hospital. That dick put him in the ICU.
The intensive care unit.
Intensive cock unit.
Yeah, like... But the nigga was acting like he ain't never seen a dick before. That was the...
Yeah, like, goddamn, brother.
Nigga, yeah. Loosen up.
Yeah, it's loosen up before you tighten
live,
up.
Live a little.
Yeah, nigga. See a couple dicks, nigga. I seen some. Jesus Lord. Yeah, and I ignored the warnings, too.
Yeah.
I was curious.
Yo, did you see the niggas that were tweeting, like, I seen a lot of dicks tonight, and I have to say that I am discouraged, like, niggas.
Hey, bro. I was intimidated by some of them. I was like, yo. Was
like, how was your dick that big?
All right, come on now.
Nah, yo. I see some hogs. Niggas, it was some hand. I like, that's why.
There's what are they feeding you? What are you feeding it?
All right, that's like. This petty iguana right here.
Nigga, do you jerk off with that thing?
That nigga jerks off with a headlock. Nigga, chicken wings his dick for a goddamn.
Oh my god.
That nigga gotta put his dick in a figure four to come. Gotta Ric Flair his shit.
That'll show him.
I'll show you in the nut.
I'll show you who's boss.
Gotta put his dick in the walls of Jericho. Break the world down!
We got Danny Green's coming back. 2 years, $20 million.
Wait, Danny Green's coming back to Philly?
Thank God. Some good news.
I guess.
Jesus, bro.
Hopefully his ankles aren't as soft next year.
Yeah.
And the guy's potato ankles.
2 years, $10 million a year. That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. That's a deal.
That's a discount.
Yeah, I'll take that. Good job.
He gave us the Furcon discount. Because, yeah. Boy, we sure did fuck him in the ass. 3 years, $15 million. That nigga was like, I'm just happy to be in the NBA.
I'm just happy to be in the Medica.
Should have put that nigga.
That nigga just want to still fuck the chicks at Drexel. That's all he want to do.
He fucking the chicks at LaSalle.
Yeah,
You fucking the hell out of them. All the Philly, arts chicks.
Get all the Turkish bitches from the University of the Arts. you sign.
Hey, you pin.
You'll be answering the phone in no time.
Furkan, you dirty dog.
You dirty motherfucker.
Are y'all happy about signing him back?
Yes.
Who, to Furkan?
I mean, for that low, why not?
Oh yeah.
For that low, it's whatever. Like
he does more good than bad. So,
and honestly, he's gotten better. Like especially the last 2 years, like from this past season to this season that just ended the season before.
I can only see him getting.
He gotten way better, especially on the defensive end.
Yeah, he's not. Gonna
so
get
it's
worse,
like,
so.
And he's on what? He's like 23. He's mad fucking young. So it's like, fuck it, man. Whatever.
Bro, I just had a random person hit me up asking me for money.
But hold on. Back to these big dicks.
Was it my brother?
No. We'll get to that. Back to the big dicks.
Yeah, back to the big old hogs. Yeah, man, big ones. Just huge. Just like, bro, like, no wonder you're so stupid. All your blood is going rushing to that, not in your brain.
To avoid all the fleets of niggas.
Nah.
I wasn't that interested.
Yeah, these are jokes. I wasn't really out here on a meat escapade.
There was mad fleets up, and I'm like, I know these niggas. I'm like, you know, I highly doubt this person will put their dick on there, but to save myself, I'm not going to look at that.
But you know how this was the worst time to get for me because my account had just gotten suspended. So I went from
calm down.
I went from about 1,000 women that I could have been looking at their nasty fleets to about 13. So I was very upset. Then I tried, and this is how I knew I was really down bad. I tried to log in to my suspended account to see if I could still look at fleets.
What the hell?
It was not letting me do that. It said,
hell?
It said, "You are suspended.
Do you not understand?
You can't come back here.
I don't care how horny you are.
I don't care how horny
you better open you up that. You better open up that funny Google Chrome tab. Why do you have two browsers anyway?" That's why I have two browsers. So anybody ever has my phone, don't touch the Google Chrome browser. It gets nasty in there.
Yeah.
Oh man. But yeah, like that. No, when he put that picture of him in the hospital, I was like, wow, he really let that dick get him in a tizzy.
In a tizzy. Nah, I don't know. I hope he was like just trolling.
Like, hey,
there's no way like your blood pressure got that high just from seeing a nigga. He was
imagine seeing the dick and just start hyperventilating.
He was foaming at the mouth.
I don't know. Oh man!
At that point, if you get that angry, you got to start. You're like, there's just something going on internally, bro. Like, you're not right in the head. Like,
what is it about that dick that makes you feel insecure? Well, because it's
gargantuan. Nigga sitting on the couch. Well, I don't know.
It's because it's gargantuan size.
It got too many damn veins in it.
it looks like a road map.
Hey, nigga, what is that? A fucking subway map?
Hey, Jesus. Is this the D train? The D train or the F train? Is this New Jersey Transit?
Mike said, no wonder you're so stupid. That's where all the blood is.
That's where the blood's rushing.
No wonder
in.
You're bald. You don't have no hair in your head. Shit, ain't no blood up on that head.
It's all shoved up in your taint. To feed that hog.
Please.
What kind of supplements are those?
what are you eating, bub?
No, seriously, what you eating? No, really.
What's for breakfast? you're one of those 5 meal eating a day niggas, aren't you? Oh, man. You have second lunch and pre dinner.
The what?
Those ashwagandha gummies.
Ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha.
What is that?
Oh, you know what ashwagandha is?
What the fuck is that?
It's natural supplements for your glizzy.
Wait, what?
Meat pills. Meat supplements.
Ashwagandha. What?
Ashwagandha. Look
at this. Is this some Dr. Sebi shit? Oh, Vince Young, you fucking moron. Vince Young got tricked by the Andrew Luck shit. Fucking idiot.
What fucking a goddamn dummy.
Well, Vince Andrew Young Luck is the same nigga that used to spend $5,000 a week in Cheesecake Factory.
What an idiot.
Wait, Corey, what are you about to ask?
Speaking of Dr. Sebi, remember the interaction you had?
That I had? You know what, man?
Niggas on Twitter are really.
If you've been following me on Twitter, I've just been really fed up with dumb people recently. So, niggas is just dumb.
Your Twitter has been on one.
The yo, past fuck these people, bro. Like, so my boy Lenny was arguing with somebody over like the whole Dr. Sebi shit, basically saying like, yo, he's full of shit.
What happened? He said Dr. Sebi was rubbing grape jelly.
Who said that? He's like he's rubbing grape jelly on niggas,
telling you about to beat AIDS. No, AIDS is about to beat you, bro.
Every time, 82-0.
Hey, he said was rubbing grape jelly on niggas chest. Say, all right, you good now?
You good, bro? Dr. Sebi was dipping niggas in marmalade. Talk about, yep. You don't gotta do no age for you.
Oh my god,
you good now, brother?
Yeah. Oh my god, Sebi was making niggas huff Tabasco sauce.
Leave our good doctor alone.
Oh my god, bro.
They rub their ankles in beeswax. Talk about.
Hey, yo, shut the fuck up.
That's the cure for chlamydia.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
He said marmalade.
Check out my kid's fucking stupid.
Oh, you got a cold? Well, here's what you're going to do. You're going to eat these 8 sunflower seeds. Swallow the seeds whole, right? And then you're going to make something I like to call dirt soup, which is you're going to take some water, put these gummy worms in it, and it looks like a dirt soup. And you're going to drink it through your ass. And that is how you cure COVID.
This nigga, Dr. Sebi, was no different from me when I was little, and I would be outside making mud pies, serving them up.
Dr. Sebi was cures out the easy bake ovens.
and then they try to tell us that the government killed him and all this other nonsense.
No,
he was getting sued and all this shit that's on public record that you can just go and look at.
The government needed to kill an 80-something, 90-year-old man who believes that the cure to AIDS is eating sunflowers. Nah, you just let time do that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he had left eye going. Yeah.
He was 82 in a South American prison. A lot of people aren't going to survive
nigga,
that.
Yeah. Pneumonia. That's what he
got. No, what nigga, he old. Your body gives up.
He was old and had pneumonia.
Like, nigga's like, oh, my God, I haven't had proper health care in 60 years. It's a miracle that he survived.
Mm. You know, man, certain things I aim for the natural way. You know what?
I think it was wearing there's tea bags for earrings.
It's saying Grand Rising.
With tinfoil hats and
shit. I think it was like Grand Rising.
Grand Rising. Somebody said if anybody says Grand Rising, they're full of shit.
Every single time.
Nigga, you know, but like there are certain things I feel like natural cause or natural remedies can be good for. But AIDS is not one of them.
As our friend Lamont says, that's not how medicine works.
That's not how medicine works. It's
the
really
fuck's
not.
Lamont know? He's not a fucking doctor or anything.
Yeah, it's not like he doesn't know.
And the dude that was trying to tell him with the mohawk.
You have a mohawk. He's a doctor.
Shut up.
You shouldn't speak on anything because you got a mohawk.
And you and your barber should be punished because I blame him too because he put that shit in your head.
And he re-ups it every time you come back.
Nah, if you're a barber giving a grown-ass man a mohawk, you need your license.
License, bro. If you're a barber and you have a client to come in and you say mohawk again,
nah.
Yeah, you need to go off a cliff.
What's worse right now is them damn shags that the niggas down south is wearing. Huh? Have you guys seen those?
Yeah.
I've seen those. Nah, those are bad. If you haven't heard, if you didn't hear Keenan, he said he thinks those shags down south are worse. And I mean, everything down south is bad. We discussed this last week.
It's all worse.
The IQ is bad. The fashion sense is bad. The haircuts are bad.
So now it's in the front. And then this is fading and all this is bald.
I didn't see
I seen that. That's horrendous. That's pretty bad. Uh-huh. I did see that. Them niggas look like Phil and Lil from the Rugrats.
Wait, what?
This is what we gotta be around. This is what we're gonna have to be around next week.
Exactly. Now you got the shags, these shits.
Oh yeah, I don't like those.
Oh my god.
see that? What is that? What is that?
That used to be a joke.
Oh, my God.
No, niggas is actually getting this now.
With the bald Kevin Johnson.
Yo, that nigga look like... Yo, them niggas look like remedial toddlers.
He's like feeling
dumb
like
dummies.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like they're going out of their way now.
Exactly.
Oh my god. Nah, you do that, you man. I'm clowning you. You might have to shoot me in front of Waffle House, but I had to make fun of that. I have to. But yeah. What was Dr. Sebi nasty?
Now the dude was just trying to. Did he bring up Dr. Sebi by any chance? I think that's how the debate started.
What, them? Like Lenny?
No, the dude with the mohawk.
Oh, no. That was completely different. Okay. That was about the anti-vax shit. Like, that nigga was just talking about, oh, don't believe the government. Bill Gates been doing this shit since the 70s, even though Bill Gates was 15.
He took the conversation way out of context.
That didn't make any sense. Yeah, he was misquoting TED Talks and shit. It was just all bad. As of recently, it's been like a lot of people heating up with the anti-vax versus vaccine shit. Like, it's just bringing out the dumb, man. Like, oh my god, people just have no common sense. Like, if you had any like form of minimal education to the point where you can think and make things make sense, you would see how unethical you sound. But I don't know, people are just crazy, bro.
Can we talk about the length of different things that it is taking for people to
the dude
just go against COVID, like 5G?
The dude that I was talking to, this nigga was talking about how he was like, oh, the virus was created to directly affect people of color because
how comes everybody's dying, man?
He was like, it's before people of color because first of all, you're more susceptible. I can't even say the word. Fucking
susceptible.
Susceptible to it if you're obese, and then if you're black, you lack vitamin D, so it makes you two times more. And this nigga's a personal trainer, by the way. So I'm like, so you're telling me, bro, they created this virus to kill fat black people? And then,
nigga, you say, you know what? I hate Monique. You know what we're gonna do?
And then on the flip side,
germ war. Monique and Al Sharpton make me sick.
Yeah, so he's saying this shit. And then on the flip side, I'm on Instagram and I see people talking about, oh, there's microchips. So you're saying to me that they created this virus to put microchips in everyone and to specifically kill fat black people. This is what we're going with. This is what we're going with.
He looks at you.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, you see this mohawk?
Sounds good to me.
I store my knowledge in here.
I'm like, what the fuck? So,
hey, look at my iPhone right here, right? That I open with my fucking face.
Bro, my location is on. Like, I have bigger things to worry about. Like,
bro,
my watch counts my
steps.
That's the thing
that it never ceases to amaze me. That they say I won't get the vaccine because they're gonna put microchips in it, while they have a phone that is constantly connected to a satellite and the internet. And you can open it with your face.
You believe when you ask the app not to track you, it doesn't track you.
Oh, no, but I said don't allow.
Have you ever looked up significant locations on your phone?
Yeah, I've checked that before.
You ever done this?
Mm-hmm. I already know what it's going to say. 7-Eleven, my house.
No, but here. Like the process behind it. Do you know what your phone does? Like literally, if there's I think it's significant or like something locations on your phone. It literally tells you where you spend the most time, like pinpoint accuracy where you spend the most time, like of your life with your phone.
Oh wow,
it's crazy. So like, it'll tell you the pattern. So like, it'd be like Wednesday, 12 o'clock. It'd have like here. That's like my most spent time. Like, it's fucking
goodness.
Crazy. Yeah, it's absurd. It's like unique locator, significant locator, something like that. It's insane.
I mean, I can understand how that could actually be helpful to people when people go
like
missing.
It's not like they advertise that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like.
Alibi. Hell yeah.
Get your whole shit.
Yeah,
it'll
show
everything. Mm-hmm. The whole week, you can go back years and they'll know where you're at.
Shit, nigga, I can prove where I was.
I swear I wasn't fucking that bitch.
I was like, I'm looking at this like, God damn, it might be a good
one. Like, no. You said, trying to do that. Like, oh, you said I was where? Hey, Siri.
Hey, Siri. Where was I at on? And she'll actually tell you. It's amazing, isn't it?
Nah, yeah. that shit's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, we have bigger fish to fry than microchips.
And what do you do for a living that they need to track you?
And even if I am, we are injected with microchips. What are you doing? Most of the population is now. What are we going to do when we come after your ass? When my microchip just magically turns on. Like, what the fuck are these people? I don't get it. What's going to happen? All right, there's
this
a microchip.
This COVID has exposed that people lack critical thinking and the ability to think for themselves.
I saw somebody say, no, what did I tweet? I said, being a conspiracy theorist is taking the easy way out. And someone responded, 2/3 of conspiracy theories are true. I said, wouldn't that just mean that those are facts?
Yeah. And his response was,
that's
true. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Word. Back to Crippin. Dumbass.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm going out with a bang.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even going to cut that out. Said,
back to Crippin.
I'm letting that roll.
Oh, my God, bro.
Dumbass.
That was dumb. I don't know, man. People just...
The niggas just want to be willfully ignorant. And I was like...
You're going out of your way to be this ignorant.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming to a point, yes. It's coming to a point where you're just trying to be a contrarian just to the detriment of your own good.
Yeah.
Like, bro, there's nothing to gain and from like, being a contrarian in this situation.
And like I said,
why? For what?
If this was only happening in America, I would 1,000% be on their side. I would understand.
A little bit more skeptical.
Yeah, I would be very skeptical. Like, I mean, there's a virus, but it's only in America, and it's only happening in poor areas. But that's not the case. It's worldwide.
But you gotta understand,
niggas in India are still dying at alarming rates. People
super technologically advanced ass Japan, but because they're not taking it serious, it's still doing numbers.
That's why there's no fucking visitors over there now. You think they're over there? You think there's a conspiracy theorist in Japan right now?
Konnichiwa!
Like, yo, this virus is killing all the fat niggas in Japan.
Is that Japanese?
Yeah. Okay. That's what the Japanese are saying. Konnichiwa! That's what the Japanese are saying.
Arigatou
gozaimasu.
No, it's more like... Yes, nigga's a terrorist. Corona.
Listen, they're not over
Corona,
there.
Son.
I really do want to hear. I want to hear Japanese conspiracy theorists. That's what I want to hear.
This shit probably lit.
Yeah, nah, what are theirs?
Like, they're saying COVID is a conspiracy.
The Americans did it.
No, the Americans did it to keep down Naruto sales.
What are they saying in Australia?
Like, Australia's good, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Because they took it serious from the jump.
And New Zealand.
New Zealand, too. They shut all the way down. Mm-hmm. They were like, yo, nobody's coming in or out. If you're out, you're out. If you're in, you're in for a whole month. And it
and
went away.
That,
and if COVID doesn't kill you, the big spiders will.
Facts. That was that. And they've been chilling for almost a year now. Look
they
at us.
They're not letting nobody in, though. Say, fuck you, niggas.
As they should. Yeah. Because nobody out here is taking it fucking serious.
Yeah.
This shit just doesn't make sense, bro. You're telling me that a global virus is specifically attacking fat black people when little Asian men are getting it?
It's running the numbers.
And bats.
It's running bats. It's running numbers in Korea. But yeah.
I just can't get that through my head.
You're trying to get the Medeas of the world out of here.
And this nigga's just, Dr. Fauci said, and the CDC just keeps going back and forth. Yeah, because the fucking virus keeps mutating, nigga. If it keeps changing, why wouldn't they keep changing? That's like a coach not making adjustments. Watches basketball.
Like
if you're getting, if a nigga's shooting
Dr.
lights
Rivers.
Out, yeah. If a nigga shooting
Every
lights
Philly
out, you're gonna stay in 2-3 zone. No, nigga, you should probably man up.
What do you think COVID is like?
They keep trying to attack the COVID with a zone.
Yeah, no, nigga, man up.
Didn't they kill the nigga that had in North Korea the first one?
They, yeah, that's they listen. Got him the fuck up.
Hey, man.
Listen, y'all know how I feel.
I think that their first case, they killed him.
Yeah.
And the only reason I ask is because people aren't allowed to, the citizens are not allowed to leave.
I'm about to say, and we don't really know what the fuck's happening in North Korea, honestly. Yeah,
they would never give us, like,
correct. Oh, they definitely killing the niggas that got it up there.
Oh, absolutely. They are.
And they putting them niggas in a pile.
They are cutting them niggas.
That's the dead COVID pile over there.
Yeah, nah, I was listening to...
We burn it at the end of the week.
I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast yesterday, and he interviewed a North Korea escapee. And like he was asking her what life is like, and she was like, the kids that don't die from hunger issues, they eat the rats from the hospital because the rats eat the old people, and it's just like a circle of events.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and then like the rats that are still there, they eat the kids that die.
Send me that episode.
I sent it to Army. It's 6 minutes. All information, and he was asking her like, "How did you escape?" And like in the last 5 years, it's like nearly impossible to escape now because they put landmines pretty much everywhere where you would escape. And he was asking her like, "So like, how did?" Because like, there's no like, she was like, "Until I left North Korea, I didn't know what the word rape meant." Because there's no word for rape in North Korea. It's just something that happens. And she was saying that, like, obviously at night, North Korea's really dark because they can't afford electricity. And she was pretty much saying that, like, sometimes if you take a train from, like, one side of the country to the other, sometimes the passengers have to get out and push the train because there's just no electricity for the train to do the full trip. And she was saying that, like, you know, you can easily spot out China from the border or South Korea from the border just because you can see lights, because there are no lights in North Korea at night.
There's no lights in, what the fuck?
Yeah, so if you and this is actually facts. If you look at like a satellite image of North Korea at night, it's completely dark. It's literally the darkest place on the planet. I'll send it to you right now, Mike.
Yeah, please. And speaking of darkest places on the planet.
No, oh, God.
No, it's not that dark. Goddamn, Alfonso Ribeiro.
Is that Carlton?
Yeah. Yes, that is Carlton. Carlton has come out recently talking about, I guess he talked about how the black community.
This got to be some type of midlife crisis.
Doesn't support
that's what,
him.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's weird.
I guess he just says he doesn't feel a lot of support from the black community and that, quote unquote, he's also never been invited to the BET Awards. And
well, the first thing he said was, well, the first thing that came out was the whole thing that people don't accept his white wife or something like that.
Yeah, yes.
But I deadass
nobody didn't give
know.
A fuck.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. And I didn't know he had a white wife.
I could guess, though.
I could have guessed, but I didn't know that.
We were young when he got married, though.
Did you know that?
Yeah. He got married in 2002.
I was like, yeah, it's like, bro, you've been married to this white bitch. Who cares?
A lot of people don't really care.
No, back then they did.
We don't care. We could...
I don't think people care.
Don't if you don't care shove now, it in our faces, yeah, we
yeah.
don't
if you don't make it a big deal, if you don't be like,
hey, look, everybody, my wife is white and she's better than you. She's like that, my white queen to be.
She's a biracial girl.
Yeah, if you're not doing that shit, nobody's really going to care.
Nobody you know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Like, until you do that shit is when you start wilding. But then, you know, he's talking about how he doesn't get enough love in the black community and blah, blah, blah. But he's also doing.
Well, no, he got divorced and he got married again in 2012.
Another white woman. Oh, he doubled down. Well, doubled down.
Looks like he has a type.
Double down with your mental illness. All right. But I'm not here to judge. Love is love. You
yes,
love
you
who
are.
You love.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, but not for me.
Somehow, that's just how the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, but hey, this is what challenges me. Hurts like it hurt. I don't understand about this young man. He says this and then he goes and does stuff like this. Listen up, guys. Now, I want you to impress.
Wait,
this is Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Okay, this is Carlton. This is Alfonso Ribeiro. Hold on, I'm sorry. I will let this play through.
Some white girls in my lifetime.
Yeah!
TMZ. And every time you see me in a club, guess who I walk out with? Who? A lovely blonde white chick.
You can turn that off.
What the fuck's the point? What are you doing?
Nope, it's gotta put. Hold on.
But the black thing is hilarious.
Turn it off, please.
Why?
That's my name, Carlton Max.
You know what's crazy? The lack of self-awareness. You go on this tyrant and this tirade about how people, how you're just not invited to the BET Awards. And
what's that say? Was that recent?
It doesn't matter. You know that video exists, you fucking moron.
Who even gave that nigga a mic to talk?
Exactly. They're not inviting me to the BET Awards, and they're talking about my white wife. With a black wit.
Shut up. White chicks get fucked. White,
you leave the club with
fuck.
Who?
I'm leaving the club with a white woman.
Shut up, nigga.
It's some hot white pussy in here tonight.
And if you said he got married in 2002, right? That video looked like it was from 2007.
That's the name of the episode, Hot White Pussy.
They got her moving like Tiki Barber.
That nigga is moving.
What the fuck are you talking about, El Ponzo?
That nigga moving like Tay Diggs.
You fucking, oh my God. Nobody moves worse than him. That's one nigga who he just.
Who do y'all think got the most mediocre white wife?
Dennis.
It's probably like Seal. Who's Seal's wife?
Yeah, let's look that
up. Seal had bad bitches. Seal had bad bitches.
Is that who it was? I thought it was.
Hold on, can somebody show me Dennis Schroeder's wife? Just look it up. Do I have to? Okay.
It's not good.
All right. I'm going to live Google.
Drake's big mom.
She ain't pretty. Huh? She ain't pretty.
Blake Griffin? Are they married?
Nah, he's a halfie anyway.
Yeah.
It's actually Matt Leiner's big mom.
Really?
She was out here.
Yeah.
Hold on, what?
She knows exactly what
Matt Leiner and Blake Griffin? She was out here. Oh, hell no, Dennis Schroeder.
What the fuck is this?
Ew. This is some very spoiled milk here. Oh, my God.
And a lot of these NFL niggas have white wives, too.
It's goat milk.
Yeah, and your white wife.
Yeah, it's most of them. You can honestly just name one.
Ice tea.
Nah, that's Coco.
That's Coco. That's a legend, bro.
That's a stacked white woman.
What, you don't like Coco?
She's not mediocre like what I just looked at just here.
She ain't fucking anything special.
No, she's white. She can't be, but I'm saying. Within the limits of their affliction.
You're gonna tell white, me that Coco is acceptable?
Yeah.
More than what I just saw? Hell yeah, compared to that.
And also, Coco's old.
I don't give a fuck what she looks like.
Coco's old. Yeah, Coco's old as shit.
Did she look better fucking 15 years ago?
I don't know.
Oh,
I know.
My God.
Who? Matt Leiner baby mom look like Owen Wilson. Yo.
Oh, why?
Groovy.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Coco's 40 fucking two, first off. She should not look like that at 40.
She's white.
She's actually 79.
What are you talking about, Q? Come on out. Are you surprised? Old.
Oh, fucking no. Coco and fucking Kim are like the same age.
Kardashian?
What? Yes.
You just named a Kardashian and you compared her to Coco.
That bitch been rich forever too. What the fuck difference does it make?
There's tears to this shit.
That bitch is ugly. Let's just put it out there. That cannot be the line where it gets drawn.
I mean, you know how I feel about the entire
time. So your response, oh, that's Coco. Fuck what?
Amongst them, amongst...
casting couch white bitch. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's acceptable.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Shut the fuck up.
You wouldn't do it?
We're not saying she's fine.
Yeah, I'm you got to understand. You got to understand the barometer right
now. Yeah, we're in a different barometer here.
Yeah. We're not on
Kim. We're all in Lowtown.
Yeah, we're low right now.
She fits in the black men with mediocre white wives category.
Nah, she doesn't, because she's actually towards the top, because a lot of these bitches be ugly.
She's not ugly. Are we looking at the same fucking person?
She looks miles better than Dennis Schroeder.
That wife. Bitch looks 65.
She looks miles better.
White. Than
Dennis. Obviously. I don't know how many different ways you have to say
this. I gotta fucking say it.
She looks 30 years older than she is.
We know. They all do.
Is white.
She got a strong ass jaw. Not attractive.
Her throat crazy.
Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
You wouldn't fuck her?
You wouldn't. You wouldn't.
I don't believe you. You didn't even say
you're,
no.
You're capping. You would definitely do it.
He didn't even say no. He didn't even say.
Is she rich? Or like do you fuck her as in like who she is, or she's just a normal person on the street?
That's a white woman. I'm just talking about her as the white woman.
Just a normal person on the street? Yeah. No, I'm good.
Really?
I'm good. What the fuck? It looked like fucking. It looked like a crackhead version of Justina Valentine.
Exactly, Keenan. I'm fucking that too.
Oh, no. All aboard!
You are a sick nigga.
All aboard!
All I'm saying is
y'all are a sick nigga.
Yeah, nah.
I mean, she fits in the category. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Of ugly white women?
Yes. Of a black man with mediocre white wives.
She's at the top though.
The tallest midget.
Exactly. Yeah, but and the tallest midget is very proud of themselves.
Oh God.
Yeah,
looking down on the competition, if you will,
so to speak.
No pun intended.
But nah, a lot of the NFL players. Yeah, like, yeah. Did y'all see?
If you get the highest GPA in the class with the tennis balls,
yeah. His girlfriend's white.
I'm gonna stop you. Look right at her. There.
Oh yes.
Oh, ooh, Terry Crews' wife.
Oh,
is
yes.
Is she actually white?
Nah, she's mixed. She's mixed.
She's white passing.
She's not.
Nah,
that's a black woman.
That is no. That woman looks.
Nah, that's an ugly mixed chick. That's what that is. Woman.
And that's a bad combination. There's no way you should be ugly and mixed. She is not white passing. At it shouldn't work like that.
Nah. Bring
back the colorism. Bring back segregation.
Nah, yeah. Terry Crews, hold up. That bitch look like Chris fucking Jenner. That bitch is white passing.
That she bitch looks is nuts.
She's white passing. In some instances, you can tell probably because her lips and her fucking nose, but that's about it. Not by her skin complexion.
Damn, she looks crazy.
She kind of look like Sarah
her
J.
Her name is fucking Rebecca. She's white passing.
Nah, she look like Sarah J, kind of.
A whole fucking
that's
white woman.
That's not good.
She's white.
She looks really bad. She's very odd. She looks like... You know what she looks like? She looks like one of them Dr. Seuss people, one of them Who's.
She looked more black, like, she looked more like a black woman, like, in their
because of her
hair,
because like, of her hairstyle.
Terry Crews has hair in this picture. Yeah, but when she goes, like, blonde and pink and shit, this is like a straight-up white woman.
Yeah, she looks like fucking pink.
Sydney Poitier?
No! That is not surprising, actually.
All the thespians had white women?
Mm-hmm.
That was a crazy.
Nigga, that was their admission ticket to the front way.
Damn.
Wait, isn't he? You couldn't come in the front door.
I said, wait, hold on. No, he's still alive.
I said, yes, you couldn't come in the front door unless you had a white wife.
Wow. You want to talk about an average looking white woman? I mean, I know she's old, but damn. That woman is nothing special, Sydney. Wow. I mean, you know what? It's
a phenomenon.
It's so interesting, though. Oh, yeah. We knew that, though.
But he's mixed.
No, he's not.
He is.
Jordan Peele?
Yeah.
Jordan Peele's mixed?
Jordan Peele and Keegan.
It's got to be somewhere further down the line because that looks like a 100%.
Yeah, that's the thing. Jordan Peele and Keegan Michael Key, they're both biracial.
I thought it was just Jordan. I thought it was just Keegan.
Both of them. Both of them white moms, black dads.
Are we sure?
I'm very sure. Yeah. She's a baby. She's a baby. She'll get her.
We shot a video. We just danced like him.
What else? Let's do some. Do y'all have anything else?
Let's hit the questions.
Hit the questions.
Oh, do
real
we have
quick.
Questions?
We got like three or four of them things.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure y'all tired of us bullshitting.
Yeah.
still haven't recovered from the grape jelly. That was fucking. Nigga said, Dr. Sebi. Wait, what did you say? Now, bro?
Imagine going to Dr. Sebi's office, right?
The marmalade.
Niggas was dipping niggas in avocado and guap.
Oh, an avocado. Oh, thanks.
Thanks.
That should cure your syphilis.
Dr. Sebi, man, I've tried everything. I've tried Tylenol. I've tried Aleve.
Imagine starting your list at times.
I've tried.
Did you put some peanut butter in your butt crack?
I've tried baby aspirin. I've tried Beltrucinex. But I just can't seem to just fight this headache. Dr. Sebi, please help me, Dr. Sebi.
Well,
son, I'm going to give you this cure. This cure is new. It's new, but it's ancient. Oh, the ancient Seekers of the Oaxaca Haka people.
This nigga is stupid, bro.
What you're going to do is you're going to go outside. You see those things called dandelions, correct? You're going to blow on them. And then once you blow them, you're going to catch all the little flowers in your tongue. And then you're going to swallow those dandelion feather flowers.
Oh, my God.
And then you're going to take a nap. You'll wake up fine.
Nigga said put peanut butter in your butt.
Might as well.
All right, what question?
Eat question? Peanut butter and jerk off facing the moon. You'll be all right in the morning. All right. First question.
Jerk off.
Yeah. Any thoughts? That's how you help with fertility. Jerk off with orange juice. Any thoughts around the baby comments he made at Rolling Loud?
That's what we didn't talk about.
Oh, well.
No, we talked about last week.
But yeah. Since then, he's been removed
he's an
from
idiot.
Every show for the last. For the
and he year. Thought it wasn't. Yeah, when was he acting like he didn't know Questlove when, like.
Yeah, that was whack. Yeah.
Behind, right there.
With Questlove. That was bad.
He's also. You gotta remember that nigga's young.
Who?
The babe.
He's 29.
But like in terms of like rap, like
I know who Questlove is.
Yeah, but you're
did
also
you,
like in this.
Do you know who Questlove is?
Questlove, like if you should like I know who he is, but you asked me what Questlove done.
What he's done? He's in the Roots.
The Roots. Do you know what I know about the Roots? The Picnic. Swear to God.
But you're 20.
I'm not capping.
Four, five, yeah. Six.
And he's also
he's
what like
30.
But he's also like a New York base, right? The Roots.
They're worldwide. They're from Philly.
Yeah, so our area base, right? So like, it's a big thing around here.
They're on the Jimmy Fallon show. They're the band.
Yeah, but you think about a nigga from the hood of Charlotte. They're not good.
He performed with him.
He performed. A nigga was
down in excuses.
Yeah, but how many bands you think? Yeah, say,
how many fucking people you think that nigga?
And I'm not agreeing with Quashie. No, I'm just saying.
All I'm saying, I don't think that it was far fetched for him to say he don't know him. I'm not saying that like. I'm saying it's not a far-fetched thing for somebody like that to not know who the fuck to not know who Questlove is. That's
it'd be far-fetched if he never performed with him because you met him before.
But yeah, but like, he's just another fucking drummer. Like, why would you think that some legendary dude is being a drummer on Jimmy Fallon?
Because you're on fucking Jimmy Fallon.
But like, okay, for instance, like, name another legend, like fucking
Travis Barker.
Wouldn't be doing Jimmy Fallon.
Because you know what does he do?
That's what I'm saying. Like, so, like, to him, he's like, oh, that's a dude that fucking drummed on Jimmy Fallon. Like, he was cool, but, like, he did my drums.
I have no excuse for a 30-year-old who is supposed to be this educated. He takes pride in being a smart rapper.
That's where I'm like, nah.
Dude, yeah, nigga, you try to act like you're smart, trying to play dumb like
I don't consider that nigga smart at all.
I'm the new Ludacris.
Nah,
if you can say that shit, you know who Questlove is, nigga. Yeah, what are you talking about?
That's all. I don't think it's far fetched for him not to know who he is. That's all. I also don't consider him to be smart. So
the nigga's an idiot, and he was supposed to put out the whole reason he got removed from all the shows was he was supposed to put out like an apology video, and they were gonna air it like at the actual Lollapalooza, and he just never put the shit out, or he never recorded it for them to put up.
Like, he just doesn't care.
He just didn't do it. He didn't care. So
and he thought he was bulletproof. You can't, like I
he
said,
didn't think. Yeah, he didn't think it would be this bad.
I said the same thing. Like, bro, you can attack black women all you want. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in. We live in a world where you can attack black women all you want, and you can be okay.
Yeah.
But what you can't do is go against the gays, because guess what? White people are gay, and it's slow for you.
He'll be back.
His Watch. Music ain't. Nah, I don't know.
His music's not good enough.
His music's not good enough.
Yeah, Watch. Said,
like, his music's not good enough for him to come back.
Yeah.
That nigga be back.
This is why, like.
That nigga be back.
Nah, like a lot of niggas got a lot of anti or homophobic bars, like J. Cole. Like
it's rap, bro. That's rap.
It is rap. But
rap is homophobic. Sorry, yeah. It's always been
rap. The raps I really don't care about. It's when you make statements unnecessarily and unprovoked.
It
like
was
that.
Very unprovoked. And like the person said, all of it's unprovoked. He could have just said, "Yo, put your hands in the air and wave like you just don't care." Yeah.
Every homophobic bar is unprovoked.
Because nobody asked for that.
Yeah,
nobody asked for
that's
that.
All fucking unprovoked.
That's but I mean, yeah, times are changing though. For
right
sure.
Now, it's just in the mainstream. I think he's gonna do one fucking festival, and it's just gonna.
I don't think his effect is ever gonna be the same.
His music,
think about the crowd.
I understand the crowd, but
y'all niggas are almost 30.
But I think the crowd,
hold on, 21-year-olds.
But I think the 21-year-olds, the 21-year-olds are
gonna find another nigga.
Yeah, they're growing up in this shit, so a lot of them are understanding why certain shit isn't acceptable because this has been their whole lives.
All them niggas out there threw his shit at Rolling Loud,
bro. They threw a shoe at him that night.
They also put the light in the air when he said, "Don't do it if you ain't wasn't in the fucking crowd."
Did you hear the confusion in the crowd?
But they still fucking did it.
Not
that
enough.
Nigga said, if you wasn't in the thing sucking dick with HIV, put your phone there. Like, all them niggas.
Because niggas like, niggas like, I don't have HIV, so I'm going to put my phone up. That doesn't mean it's okay.
No, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying that it's going to get washed.
No, he's going to have a really, really, really hard time getting back on those features. I'm sure he got removed from a bunch of features that he had coming up.
I feel like.
He lost out on Mad Money.
I just don't think he's.
But he's not good, Keenan.
His music is not good enough for him to establish. Like when you go away, you're gonna stay away.
Yeah.
His music. I don't see him coming out.
I think
with
you're looking at too narrow minded as in a 28-year-old dude. You got to look at it like
from us or his standpoint.
From us, we're looking at like his music's not good because we don't run to DaBaby. But DaBaby,
his music isn't good.
That's what I'm saying. You're looking at it for us.
But do you understand? This nigga is on top of the world right now. Like
exactly.
This is the biggest. This is the biggest he'll ever be. And he's not talented. And then, rap wise, he's really not talented.
On top of that, and then you being branded like this. Yeah, he's not going to come out with another song that's going to make him catapult to this. This is it for him.
Do you hear his music now? It's declining already.
It was only getting bigger.
Yeah, and now it's over.
I disagree. But we'll
no,
see.
Because if only you time are getting bigger and your music is getting worse, and then you do something to make people not like you as a person anymore, you're really going down.
Can it?
It's done.
Pack it up.
You already listen now, because now they're running through the shit you did. You slapped multiple women.
Only time
you punch.
Will tell.
You punch fans, and now you're attacking gay people too. It's over for you.
Get this nigga out of here.
You're done. Sorry.
If that was the case, Kevin Gates would have been done a long time ago.
What the? Is Kevin Gates at any? Is he at any of these?
Kevin Gates doing? Stop being fake Muslim somewhere.
He is not at any
shit.
He ain't at no goddamn festival nowhere.
I think that's probably his choice though.
No, it's the choice of the people.
The choice was made for him.
It's the choice of
because
the
because they said Kevin Gates, they go, no thanks.
It's the that's choice of the ticket
you're
sales.
Thinking of him so narrow. Nah, that nigga does. He does fine. Like with his
in Louisiana.
Nigga, he lives in Chicago now. But like I've seen this shit.
What the fuck, yo? He's not even doing shows there.
He does. I've seen it.
Oh my, when 2013?
Yes, okay. He can go to the House of Blues.
Yeah, you saw him in 2013. Q.
No, I didn't go to the show. I've
exactly.
Seen I'm just saying, like,
anybody want to see? Fucking
yo, this is nothing new. That's all I'm saying. This is nothing new.
This is actually no. You know what? No,
it's not.
No,
it's
no,
nothing.
This
new.
Actually is something new.
No, it's not.
Something like this happening to artists is something actually very new.
What part?
All of this. No, the way not. People are reacting to this. This is new.
We've seen this shit with Tekashi. He got dropped from everything and came back fucking bigger.
No. I'm talking about the situation itself. Tekashi was a rat. That's why. And he didn't come back.
What do you mean? He's still here.
Where? Where's Tekashi been at? Because he ain't at none of these fucking festivals that he would have been at before he went to jail. He would have been there.
No, he got dropped before he got stopped. He stopped going to festivals before he went to jail. That was the thing. They cut him out because the danger surrounded it.
And now look at him. Never recovered.
The nigga is still just as relevant.
Tekashi is not relevant.
No, he's nowhere near as relevant as he was.
What? He was fucking top 10 trending today. Literally today.
Where?
On just, Twitter. Talking about, yeah, academics and WAC 100. It literally just...
Academics and WAC 100?
That's internet, nigga.
Yeah, but you understand, like, that's one day.
But the fact
and those
that
are
he's
things
still
that
relevant.
Do not matter.
To us, but to the grand scheme of hip-hop culture, they matter.
No, they don't.
What?
People don't care about WAC 100, bro.
People care about academics. No, lies no. Say they don't. We don't care about academics. Tell me academics doesn't have a following.
Yes, we're saying that he does.
I didn't see a single person talking about 6ix9ine on my timeline.
It was literally, if you click on your trending, it's probably there. I promise you.
I didn't see it.
Well, you work a lot today. I'm just saying.
Nah, I was on Twitter all day. You seen it.
I promise you it was there, bro.
Didn't see anything. 6ix9ine never recovered from the situation he went through.
He's still relevant enough.
His songs aren't on the radio. Nobody comes up to me. I'm the DJ. Nobody says, "Yo, you got a new 6ix9ine?" Yeah, no.
You don't fucking are you how often are you around like 21, 20 year olds, frat kids?
I will be tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
Oh, I'm right. Sorry, Friday. At South Beach.
See, at least when we were there it was older. I don't know.
Even
maybe.
So, even when I do younger, I just did a prom in June. Nobody asked for 6ix9ine.
Really? I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
Those 18 year olds.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Cuz nobody gives a shit about him no more.
Fucking likes him.
It's over.
He's
it's
a
over
fucking
for that.
Doofus.
It's over that.
Anyway, do we have another question?
Agree to disagree.
We do. We do have. We have two or three more questions, man. I'm sorry. next question. Oh, this is a good question. I don't know, but he said they asked, "When is the Corey versus Shake Matter rematch? The last one was a slaughterhouse."
It's a good question.
It's a good question. Shake's been busy, so I don't know. But, I mean, we could try to plan something before I dip.
Yeah. You taking your Xbox with you?
Yeah, so I can play when I get there. More than enough time, trust me. I have a lot of time on my hands.
So, well, make sure you guys set that to whenever that is. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, me and Mike.
Nah. Yeah, when y'all were doing, like, the sports commentary, that was, shit was gold.
Color commentary.
Mm-hmm. And I hit it out the park.
Respectfully.
What else we got?
All right, here goes a going to be in Jersey. PMO, good food spots.
Put me on
a good food spots, preferably black, and shopping spots as well.
Good food spots.
What part of Jersey?
Yeah,
I don't know. They just said going to be in Jersey.
I don't know. What's some good food spots? Yeah, everything's in Philly, really. I don't know. There's a soul food spot in Camden. What's it called again?
Which one? You talking about Karen's?
Yeah.
That's mad.
I like Karen's. Karen's is good.
The Gitano's.
Yeah, Gitano's.
And Penny Packer.
If you're going to be in North Jersey, just go to South Beach. I promise. All the food there slaps.
Cars is good in Montclair.
South Beach special. The sauce they put on the wings. Amazing.
Yeah.
Did you
ever
say losing yet?
Yes. To fucking Australia. To fucking Matisse Thybulle.
This is the final, right?
This is the
semi-final.
Basically, the winner of this game goes to the gold medal game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant's out here being a fucking bum.
But I think if you want to go, yeah, you got
You gotta let us know where you're gonna be at first of all. Like,
yeah,
yeah. If anything, just go to Philly.
Don't go to New York.
Get a cheesecake. Yeah, get a cheesesteak. Don't go to New York.
Go to South.
Yeah.
Word up.
Yeah.
Farther from New York, the better.
Yeah.
Next. Oh shit!
What?
This is the last question. It says, "Which one of you guys will have kids first, and who's gonna be last?" Who's going to be the first to have kids?
Corey.
I don't think so.
Hell yeah.
I think Corey. I mean.
It's either Corey or it's Mike by accident.
Nah. If it's Mike by accident, he'll be crying in the shower. Mike said he was in the shower. He's like, all right, let me shower first before I tell my parents.
Yeah, I'm going with Corey.
Okay, Corey.
Who's gonna be last?
I was gonna say Mike for first.
Really?
Yeah, on some accident.
Yeah, Mike's gonna be by accident. Some shit.
I can see that.
I couldn't control it.
Nigga, I'm being that bitch. I love you. Krakatoa.
I'm screaming.
It'll be like John Witherspoon on Soul Plane.
Yo, that nigga was fingering a potato.
Oh my god, that's a bad movie. Is that you that said that?
Yeah, it's a terrible movie. Yeah, Soul Plane was fucking awful.
Soul Plane was one of those movies.
It's a comedy.
It's awful and terrible at the same time.
Awful and terrible.
I'm sorry, awful and amazing at the same time. It's a black classic.
No, it's not.
But
it's a comedy, bro.
As a cinematic movie, like beginning to end.
Yeah, no, I'm not looking for fucking cinematic. Just pure comedy. It's a comedy.
Yeah,
it wasn't funny.
Was Paper funny. Have you ever seen Paper Soldiers?
It was definitely funny.
Paper Soldiers is a classic.
That movie fucking sucks.
I like it a lot.
But don't it's be hilarious.
A minute. Don't Be a Minute sucks. But that shit's a fucking classic.
Yeah. So you see what we see with me?
Yeah, Soul Plane's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, it sucks, but it's funny. It's funny.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it sucks in terms of like movie thing, but that shit's hilarious.
I'm laughing the entire movie.
Yeah,
it was funny.
That shit, I chuckled maybe twice in that shit. That shit was not funny.
You don't think it was funny?
I didn't enjoy not anything about that movie.
You know why? Why? Because Kevin Hart.
Well,
or it could be the myriad of other things wrong with it.
There was nothing but comedians in that movie.
They all did well.
Even Godfrey was funny when he was the
fucking TSA check-in thing. Fucking hilarious. Them niggas put spinners on a fucking plane. Like,
they was fucking tapping. They weren't even like fucking. The wand wasn't even working. They were just fucking waving.
When they stopped the Arab dude.
Yeah, at one point they were just letting people. They were just hitting people in the ass with it. Just
the niggas had a basketball court in the terminal. You know how lit
that shit was. Actually, very ghetto.
It was very ghetto. Yeah, that shit was hilarious.
All of it.
She had hydraulics on the fucking plane, bitch.
That movie was extra. What is that? All we got, Mike.
Yeah, that's all we got. I don't know. I guess we can wrap it up, guys.
Oh, you don't want to get into your fucking sorry ass sports teams.
I'm tired. My mental health is not really there for that.
Oh, come on.
I just don't want to do it. Like, I'm watching all these other teams get better. Fuck the Lakers. Fuck Russell. Because Russell Westbrook and LeBron James play for
it's
them.
It's Mike's two most hated people. Yeah, on the same
I can't
team.
Wait. To
Mike
go.
Is gonna have a field.
I can't here. Wait to go full heel on the Lakers, but if they. I pray for this more than my own team winning this year. If sad. I could see the Lakers get booted out the first round. Oh, I'm just ready for that. I'm ready for that mid-pack to be rolled up and so we can smoke on that thing. Oh, man. But I don't really have anything else, guys. I'm getting kind of tired. I'm going to go fucking home.
We'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll see y'all in a little while. we might take our stuff down to record down there. It might be fun to do that. Who knows? Yeah. But, yeah, we know. It's the greatest podcast in the...
Multiverse.
Shut the fuck up.
The Spideyverse. It's
world.
Mike is stupid.
The greatest podcast in the world, man. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all keep hitting us up with them questions and suggestions and topics, ideas, and all those types of things. Yeah, man. Congratulations to Corey. We love you, bro. We're going to miss you. It's going to be rough, man. Not having you around, but I'm happy for you.
Definitely gonna be different.
Yeah, it's gonna be different, man, but I'm happy for you, bro. I really am, man. This is.
I appreciate you. Yeah. No, definitely not doing that.
Yeah.
Gots to see it through, my boy.
Gots to see it through, my boy.
Gots to see it through, my boy.
All right, guys. you know, make sure you follow us on all our socials at the NTS Pod on everything. And you already know what it is. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all tell, get involved. Tell a friend. Tell one more friend. Mm. Tell one more friend again. Mm. It's the greatest podcast in the world. Not That Serious Podcast. We will see y'all next week. Maybe not next week. Maybe next week. Who knows? Whether we, I'll have. We're gonna be in Atlanta or not. We don't know. We will see y'all next week. Same time. Same place. Peace out.